WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Hello.
Hi there.
I got to move this television. I can't see you. Oh, my gosh. There we go. Move the computer out of the way. And it's great to have you both. And we're very, very happy to have you here. We'll ask some questions in just a little bit. But right now, let's just start off with a tune. How do you think?
Cool, yeah.
All right.
I thought we'd play Shut Your Mouth.
All right. Astrid Williamson on WNRN.
The space that lies between, nobody's fool, you know exactly what it means. Inhabit me, I need to feel your touch. Inhabit me, please, 'cause I want you this much. Yeah, I want to feel the hands of you, let me explore the lands of you. Don't refrain from my terrain, must I explain? I want you, yeah, tell me where and tell me when, and then shut your mouth until I kiss you. Shut your mouth until I kiss you. You better shut your mouth until I kiss you. Woo! It's mystical the way you've got inside my head. And you make me feel spiritual and lyrical, but this is physical. And I confess, I want you. I wanna get you in my bed. Now, did I say too much? Did I say too much? Did I say too much? Till I kiss you, shut your mouth. Till I kiss you. Call you every day about nothing at all, 'cause I know you really wanna take more than my call. Won't you stand near to me, 'cause every molecule of you is dear to me. Oh, please forgive my pursuit of you, but I have to get to the root of you. Shut your mouth till I kiss you. Shut your mouth till I kiss you, baby. Shut your mouth till I kiss you.
Astrid Williamson on WNRN. Shut Your Mouth. The studio version appears on your new album, Here Come the Vikings. And this album is quite a bit of a departure for you in the sense that I don't want to say it has more edge or more rockin', but definitely more of an avant-garde sense to it. How did you come to this place in the new album?
Well, I did The Day of the Lone Wolf last year, and a couple of years ago now, and I just put my shaker away. Shakers are like children. They're just like, well, not exactly, clearly, but you know, they're kind of making noise.
Just put them in your pocket.
Spontaneously.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd made The Day of the Lone Wolf, and it was quite it's a very warm and kind of, I think of it as quite a luscious, slowish record. And I used to have a rock band.
Yeah.
The first band I ever had was a trio, and I played electric guitar, and I just felt like doing something different. In fact, on this album, there's like one note of acoustic guitar, and that's not intentional. I just wanted to do something that I'd done before, and also it was, you know, we toured the Day of the Lone Wolf a lot, and I realized that, you know, if you have fast songs,
yeah,
it's just really fun.
It is fun.
I mean, it's like the live experience as a musician is quite different to the writing, recording, whatever. Mm-hmm. And just getting in a band, especially my band, because I've worked with a lot of my band for maybe 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Stephen I've known for a long time, and he just joined the band about a year ago. And I just thought, I love these people. I love playing with them. So, you know, I'm going to have a band and really enjoy the experience of having a rock band. I mean, it's not like, you know, AC/DC.
But... Right. But it is something that is a different sound for you. Is there something that you were listening to going into the recording that kind of inspired you to create this bit of an edge for you, you know? Was there something that just kind of piqued your interest?
I mean, honestly, I think it's quite, the record is quite eclectic.
Yeah.
And I find, when I think about edge, the sort of different ways of embracing that idea, that Shut Your Mouth is kind of really fast. It's Steve's guitar playing is fantastic. It's really rocking. And then you have songs like Crashing Minis, which is really broad and long and kind of experimental. Mm-hmm. And so edge is a funny concept, really. I kind of took each song individually and did just exactly what I wanted. But there was an element of when I was in Goyadress, I was more inclined towards letting the song evolve rather than trying to possibly fit it into, you know, I love songwriting and I enjoy the fact that great songwriting, it's not formulaic, but it does have dynamic, it does have a shape, and I was quite concerned with that for a long time. And in this album I thought, you know, I'm not going to care too deeply whether we arrive at the chorus at a certain point or anything, and I'll just let the songs breathe a little.
Very nice. The album is called Here Come the Vikings. It's Astrid Williamson in the WNRN studio with guitar Stephen Parker. It's just such a delight to have you both here today. What's up next?
Well, I thought we would do another one from the Vikings and sing the Body Electric.
All right.
Ism by Kingdom Brunel was a man of iron. He could build you a bridge very, very well, but he only did it to impress. It's a little known fact, a beautiful girl in a lilac dress. And he said, I wanna sing the body electric. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exchange the iron for a rose. Oh, oh, oh. But wisdom is like buried treasure, and honey, there is no map. You could dig for years, but it's all in vain. When you find yourself standing there with diamonds in a desert, when all you really needed was some darkened room, and I wonder, am I too late or am I too soon? Another day in another town, am I busy getting lost? Oh, baby, busy getting found. If I take your hand, will you take me home? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But without you, my life is lighter now. But somehow feels a little less deep. And I wonder, standing on the bridge, I look and it's so far down. How did love ever get built so tall? How did love ever, ever get built so high?
Astrid Williamson live and WNRN. It's off her new album again. Here Come the Vikings. Go pick it up in stores. Stephen Parker is her guitarist. Stephen, you're playing a just beautiful Epiphone Gibson guitar. Your style, I got to tell you, it's not like the British guitar style you hear so much. It's a little bit more loose, almost sounds like Southern American to me. What have you been listening to lately?
English
guitarist, really?
I don't know. I found a Pete Townsend and Angus Young, people like that. Mm. Also a bit of Nick Drake, so that where the picking you're hearing, that might be from somebody like Nick Drake, John Martin, that kind of thing.
Right.
But it's all British, really.
Yeah, really. It's nice. It's really lovely.
Thank you.
And it fits so well with the music from Astrid. You guys are currently on a quick East Coast swing of radio stations that I've been affiliated with. You were in Baltimore yesterday, going through Charlottesville today, and then eventually winding up in the Outer Banks later on this afternoon and tomorrow, and then heading back up to New York. Is there plans for a big tour in the States now that the album just came out?
Well, I think we're going to be back at the end of July, and that's going to be New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. So
there you go.
And the guys are coming out, so that should be great.
Very nice. How much time went into the new album?
Well, it came together really quite fast. We did kind of a big lot of rehearsals in September last year. Started recording in this lovely studio out in the countryside in a place called Tewkesbury.
Okay.
Residential, kind of big old barn in the countryside, which was really, really lovely. So everybody was together. And that only took a few days. And then I did a lot of overdub strings and horns and vocals and everything all over the place, in London, at home, in Brighton, in the countryside in Sussex. So it was kind of all over. And then we mixed it over New Year, which was a nice thing to do for a change.
You've spent a number of years down in Brighton, and you went to school in Scotland. Do you find that different places in England help you with different sides of your music?
I think with music, you tend to... I mean, I certainly know I have a really eclectic taste. Mm-hmm. I was brought up in Shetland with a lot of folk music. I went to college and studied classical piano. I kind of like rock music, and I think that's something that, you know, we touched on before. I don't know, but being in England, there might be an element of slight exile about it. I mean, Shetland is an island in the north of Scotland that's kind of a couple of hundred miles from Norway, a couple of hundred miles from the east coast of Scotland. And I left there when I was kind of a teenager, and I don't feel like I belong anywhere except there, and I haven't lived there for a really long time. So I kind of think that in some ways, maybe the exile of not really, you're kind of just traveling. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something in that. But I think as a songwriter, you generally express yourself rather than just about where home is or anything. I think it's more, for me personally, I think it's more of an emotional expression and possibly more about interaction with people than necessarily placement in the world.
Well, the reason I ask is that, you know, I've been in the UK for a very limited time, like a week in London, that was it. And, you know, here in the States, of course, every part of the States has, like, their own unique sound. You know, there's Southern rock sound, the L.A. style, the New York hipsters, and whatever it be. And I was just kind of wondering, you know, as someone who's lived in various parts of England and Scotland, that there were different sounds to each area, different music of the contemporary style of the time that has been a part of your sound.
I think maybe... What happens is possibly, and I don't really tend to pay much attention. I think there's fads of music and fashion, but I never pay any attention, so it bypasses me completely, honestly. You should have seen me in Britpop. It was a disaster.
Oh, no.
No, a good disaster.
Well, let's hear... actually, let's take a break for 1 second, and then we'll come back with another song. In the studio with us today is... Astrid Williamson and guitarist Stephen Parker. It's, again, so great to have you both here. Astrid, I know you were feeling a little under the weather last night, but things good now?
I'm fine, although I did have a big wave of jet lag a while ago, which is just odd.
Oh.
I'm fine now.
All right.
But I did earlier this morning, and it's just weird. I was feeling quite smug because I'd not got any. We've been in the States for maybe 2.5 days, and I was thinking, this is great. This time I've got away with it. This time I'm not going to get any jet lag. Not going to get any jet lag. Boom. Just like someone punches you. It's so bizarre.
That's what I find happens. It takes a good day because, yeah, that first day you're ready for it mentally, and then you're just like, oh, the body's catching up.
It's very weird.
All right, well, you're shaking off the cobwebs. Good to go. Let's hear one more.
Yeah, I thought maybe we'd do Shush from Last Day of the Lone Wolf because I didn't have Steve before. I don't know if we had this one here, but this is Shush.
All right. Love you rocking out. Astrid Williamson live in studio at WNRN and guitarist Stephen Parker helping out. Oh, that's awesome. That's a great sound for you. I want you to do more of that.
Yes. So great having Steve. It's really great.
That's incredible stuff. Go check out the album, Here Come the Vikings. It came out on June 8th. Go get your copy now. It's available in stores, and it's just a lot of fun.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming by today. It's wonderful to have you here, and check out her website, astridwilliamson.net. Here's Connor Oberst on WNRN.